So greetings, Metaphysician 7 here, reporting in after I went down to the pharmacy. Well, not the pharmacy, I went to Walmart. I got a coffee, went to Walmart. How interesting. But first of all, I don't know whether this is a false memory. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned about that. I always talk about the shower pressure, or specifically heating up the shower. And the pressure seems awful powerful today. Like I had to run back. I turned it on, came to the mic, and I'm like, this sounds pretty loud. So I ran back, and then lo and behold, it's the shower that's running. So while that heats up, I'm going to talk a bit about a couple things. A, the concept of January. Having, you know, January is the start of a new year, but when things end in a January, it can often feel a little bit more, it can often be a bit more impactful than, say, if it ended in the middle of summer. So who cares? It's getting your vitamin D, right? So for a steady, reliable source of income to end in January, in the first week of January. Actually, that's not entirely true because there's a couple more pays. But the point is, I was walking to the mall down the street, unshowered, which has never happened. I have not left my house unshowered in, I don't know, I can't even count the number of weeks or months now. My routine is I get up, I record, I shower, I bounce. But because there's no real structure to the day for now anyway, unless I artificially impose a structure, which I'm going to have to do today. Unless I artificially impose that structure, things are going to be a bit more cowboyish, shooting off the hip, so to speak. And then I had, this is another topic. I had a little moment of, did I take my antidepressants? I took part of my cocktail this morning. And usually, like I said, the routine is antidepressants first and then the rest of the cocktail and then the benzos. But this morning, I'm like, did I take those antidepressants? I don't think this is the time in a time of lack of routine to like let every single part of the routine fall to the wayside. So I came back and took the two, and I'm like, I can count these. The thing is, you know, it doesn't really mention how many are on. Like, it's, sometimes it says 46, sometimes it says 42. So I'm not sitting there counting them and then having a mind fuck about like, oh, there should be more or there should be less or whatever. So I'm like, whatever. We'll cross that bridge at the end of the 42/46, which is a month from now. Now, I also go down to the Walmart. While I'm in the Walmart, I notice that the pharmacy section is open and it's dead. So I go over there and I ask them, I'm like, look, insurance ain't covering the meds. How much did the clonazepam cost? The 2 milligrams, 30 days. She tells me the price. It was like $12.53. I'm like, that ain't too much more than what I would pay at the pharmacy where I usually get them at. The thing is, Walmart is very close and the other pharmacy is very far away. And just for the, not very far away, it's in the South End, but let me tell you something. There's a mental part of this. So those of you who are bored, Google Billingsbridge and then Google, let's say Greenboro Family Medicine. All right, Google that. See the distance, right? So that when I go to get the antidepressants, I go to this Greenboro Family Medicine. When I refill the benzos, it can be at any pharmacy around the neighborhood. Shoppers Drug Mart, Rexall, whatever. There's something about the mental, there's something mentally about having to go a distance to get something that makes you kind of if not rethink, it makes you kind of, you know, at least plan your day a bit differently. And also, I don't know how to say it. It makes it sink in a bit more that, yes, you are going this distance to get this particular thing that should help you. So that's now the strategy. Now, so do I continue to get benzos from Greenboro Family Medicine? Do I move my prescription over there? So on and so forth. So anyway, that's not the main point. The point is, you know, I can see how people, once they have no schedule, once their schedule falls by the wayside, once their routine falls by the wayside, things can get a bit haywire-ish. Like I said, I've never left my house without showering in months. And it's not a big deal, right? Like, who cares? But it goes to show you that, you know, it's like it's a Monday and I'm willingly allowing the schedule to fall by the wayside. Anyway, I'm going to shower. And the reason why I'm going to shower now and get dressed is, first of all, I got to go deal with all this medicine shit. Then I got to call human relations at this place I was working at and see. And I'm just going to lay it all out there. And maybe it'll come off in a horrible way. Maybe they'll be like, this guy's fucked. I don't care. I have my own life objectives. And it'd be good to know. Like, I'd rather just call them, tell them what the deal is. Look, I want this particular part-time position that's open. Can you direct me to the person I should be talking to? If they say this ain't procedure, fine, then I move on. If they say, okay, we'll give you a number, well then, we're on the road to some kind of progress. So anyway, that's my little like rant and rave for right now. Also needing to bring some order to the apartment. You know, it's this is one of those things, like humans, we thrive on routine and order, at least in the current state of human development. If we just allow ourselves to just become bad animals, you know what I mean? Like, what are we really, you know, what are we accomplishing, right? So anyway, I might actually save this recording. I might stop now and then extend it a bit, do the phone call, and then let y'all know how it went. All right, so hold on a sec. Listen to the music as the music plays.
Ottawa Booth Center in Massage Conference. We are located at 171 George Street. If you know the extension of the person you're trying to reach, please dial it at any time. To access the staff directory, please press the pound key.
Welcome to the phone book. Please enter the first three letters of the entry. Alright, so I just spoke to someone from the office. Someone who I knew in the HR department, or I guess they call it ER. But anyway, I'm like, yeah, if I want to be proactive with following up on this position that I applied for, who do I speak to? They told me their name. Told me they weren't there, which I guess makes sense, as the position is a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday position. So I guess they wouldn't be there on the Monday. But I now know who to contact. So on that note, being proactive, you know, being proactive is great. Now, you know, even though it's a Monday of no work, I now have to go and follow up with some of this medical shit, go post up at a library, a cafe, whatever, and get on my grind again, because, you know, there's no way in hell I'm sitting in here all day. Fuck that, man. And those of you who are in this kind of position, like, for example, right, like right here, showering, putting on clothes, and then making a phone call. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if there's studies about this. Like, people who, like, are sitting around with, like, their hands in their pantaloons, like, trying to call for you know, job type versus people who like actually shower, at the very least shower and put on clothes, whether it's dress clothes, whether it's a t-shirt and hoodie, whatever. People who actually shower, brush their teeth, and actively prepare as if they're going to go do things with their day, which I am, how those calls go, you know what I mean? Now, I just told you that the person who I was trying to speak to wasn't there, but I have every intention of doing the same thing tomorrow. Getting showered and calling this person, you know what I'm saying? Like, so anyway, it's been an interesting journey. Yeah, I'm gonna leave y'all alone, leave y'all to your day, but as per usual, since my day is now my own again, there's gonna be a whole, it's kind of like when Christmas break came and there was like 3,000 recordings. We're gonna get back into that. All right, peace.